Yo, what's up, Cyclone Nation? Chris Williams here with a really quick podcast for you all on a Saturday. Full disclosure, it's about 12:30. I'm recording this. So the NFL draft is not over yet. I think Brian Peavy could still be selected, but I wanted to get some quick reaction to David Montgomery being taken on Friday night and Hakeem Butler going as the first pick in the fourth round. So the first pick on Saturday. I know that not all of you are geeks like me who just, you know, stay tuned to the TV during the NFL draft. I fully understand that. I'm actually kind of lucky today that I'm able to do this because my wife is working and had dance. I had to take my daughter to ballet this morning, did that, and it's just so crappy out here in central Iowa that can't really be outside or anything. So we're just hanging out and watching the draft. And we'll start with David Montgomery, just some reaction on to where these guys went and what kind of a fit I think it is. Montgomery, you know, the one thing about him going to the Chicago Bears in the third round that stands out to me is how much the Bears gave up to trade up and get him in their trade with the Patriots. They gave up a couple of additional draft picks to move up there. And, you know, that tells me, so there's a couple other guys in the Bears stable right now, but neither one of them are considered like full-time, like well-rounded running backs. They're more, you know, scat backs. They do different things. I've talked to a couple of my friends who I think are educated Bears fans and been reading some of the Chicago Tribune this morning. And I do think David has a chance to be the featured running back there in Chicago. Now it's going to be by a committee, and that's the case for most running backs in the National Football League in the year 2019. But I do think that David really landed in a positive spot for two reasons. One, how badly it appears the Bears wanted him. That's always a really good sign when a team will trade up to get you like that. Two, I just think that it suits David's style well to be playing in a northern climate, outdoors. You know, he's not a complete running back in the sense that David, and this really isn't his fault, but at Iowa State playing below average offensive lines, he's never really proven that he can, you know, hit the hole and go. They're one of the knocks on him as far as the draft scouting process was that burst and speed and those type of things. Well, he's never really been able to show that during his time at Iowa State. But what he was able to show was that he was an elite improviser. And a lot of times when you get into these cold climates later in the year, like Chicago, playing in the NFC North, you need guys who can make guys miss. And I think that that will accentuate his, you know, God-given abilities. I think that it's a good fit because of that. Not every running back is fit for that. I look at a guy like, you know, Justice Hill from Oklahoma State. I think he'd be better off playing for the Miami Dolphins because of his style, right? So I think that he landed in a place that is going to be able to really highlight his abilities. And I'm happy for David Montgomery. As a Vikings fan, I'm heartbroken by this. I don't want him going against my team two times every year. But hey, that's part of the deal. It's fun. It's so much fun to have Iowa State guys going to be playing prominent roles. It's been a blast to watch Monte Morris this year, George Niang, Deontay Burton, Abdul Nader, and of course Naz just in the National Basketball Association. It gives me like five different guys to pay attention to on a given night. I love it. Love this aspect of it. So I guess I'm going to have to swallow my pride as a purple people eater fan, and I'll have to quietly cheer for the Chicago Bears as long as they are not impacting my Minnesota Vikings, but they should be. That'll be a good football team next year behind Mitchell Trubisky. All right, and I, by the way, too, there's a Nagy, the head coach at Chicago, has a past with Kareem Hunt, who is often compared to David Montgomery. Of course, Hunt was a Toledo player under then head coach Matt Campbell, drafted by the Chiefs. Nagy comes from the Chiefs organization. So there's a tie there as well, as to, it can piece us together exactly why David Montgomery is a good fit in that situation. Hakeem Butler, many were surprised he was not drafted on Friday night. I was surprised. I wasn't shocked. Hakeem's big critique and this is why I, you know, I wasn't crazy about him as an NFL prospect yet. I do think he'll eventually be really good, but I think it may take a little bit of time for him. You know, he's kind of a one-trick wide receiver where he's really good at the vertical game and going up and being strong and getting the football, and that's really a great strength, but he's never really proven to be a great route runner. His hands have always been a question while he was at Iowa State. That's probably why he dropped to the fourth round. But with that, you know, he goes to Arizona where, you know, Kyler Murray, obviously, I'm that will be a lot of fun watching those two grow together. I kind of wish for Hakeem's sake he would have gone to a better team, that he, you know, he would have been able to showcase himself more as a rookie, where, you know, you're not having to learn with a rookie quarterback along the way. However, great spot in the sense that Hakeem Butler gets to camp and he learns from Larry Fitzgerald. Is there a better guy in 2019 to play wide receiver in the National Football League beside and look up to and learn from than Larry Fitzgerald? Absolutely not. He is a first-class citizen. He's one of the all-time greats to play the position. Hakeem is shaped like him. This is perfect. And I'm so happy that Hakeem gets to learn from a guy like that. And does anybody else find it interesting that Cliff Kingsbury is drafting all these Big 12 guys? So you're going to a new coach who is an offensive guru, and he's going to use you, right? Cliff Kingsbury knows exactly what Hakeem Butler is capable of. So in that sense, it's a very good fit, and I'm very happy for Hakeem. In fact, so much so that, you know, I kind of took the Browns under my wing last year because of Baker Mayfield. Really liked watching the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes. I get it. I'm a Big 12 guy. But this will be a lot of fun to watch the Cardinals, and I'm kind of glad they're on the West Coast because I'll be able to knock my Vikings games out and then flip it on over to whoever the Cardinals are playing, because I like Cliff Kingsbury. I'm a fan of his. I still don't know how he, you know, fell forward to get a job in the NFL after getting fired at Texas Tech, but he did, and I'm super interested to see how all of that plays out. Later on today, I mean, I think it's 50-50 if Brian Peavy goes. If he doesn't, he'll be one of the top free agents signed after the draft. I tend to believe he will get drafted. We'll keep you updated there at CycloneFanatic.com and on our social media if that indeed does happen. Didn't want to leave him out, but I wanted to get this reaction up to you guys as soon as I possibly could, as it's been a lot of fun sitting around watching the draft and waiting on these guys, albeit Hakeem probably 24 hours, 12 hours or whatever after what we thought would possibly happen. But still, I think he lands in a really solid spot, and it'll be cool to see what he can do beside Kyler Murray out there in Arizona. All right, just wanted to get this out there. Thanks for listening today on a soggy Saturday in Central Iowa. We'll have plenty more coverage of the draft online at CycloneFanatic.com.